Good morning, my little fly. Did you sleep well in our new web? Wonderful. I went ahead and let you sleep in while I went to fetch some things for breakfast. Some nice, juicy venison and bird eggs for you, and a couple of these giant dragonflies for me. I can share if you're curious, of course. Oh, I'm just teasing. Silly little thing. But mark my words, one day I'm positive that you'll finally try some and love it. I mean, aren't humans always lining up to eat lobster? I would say this is like that, but better. Anyway, let me cook this up for you. It is my absolute pleasure. A mother should be able to cook breakfast for her child, don't you think? I've never had the opportunity to do that before. It's not as though I'm helpless on my own. Usually my servants cook meals for me, but I've endeavored to keep up my practical skills. Besides, I want to give my servants a chance to get settled in themselves before they start worrying about my needs. Here you go, sweet fly. What do you think? I'm not as familiar with cooking human food, but I think I did rather well. Oh, so sweet. Well then, have as much as you like. Our hunters have been hard at work foraging for everyone, so there's plenty to eat. Now, there was something I wanted to propose to you, my child. After the attack, I started thinking about what you need in order to be happy. What I've decided is that you need to become integrated into spiderfolk culture. I worry about the fact that I'm the only person who speaks with you. I would love for you to make some friends. Of course, all this is up to you. I'm not going to push you into something you're not ready for, but if you'd like, I can help you learn the things you need to know to be more like one of us. That makes me happy, little fly. In that case, why don't we start with a bit of spiderfolk language? Naturally, that would go a long way towards helping you to connect with the others. Good. I think you might enjoy this. Of course, I don't expect you to learn it all at once. You might never become fluent, and that's perfectly all right. Most spider folk speak at least a bit of the human tongue, but putting forth the effort will show them that you want to be one with us. Now, to start, we have the sounds. In spider folk language, we don't tend to use our voices unless we're upset or communicating from far away, rather like you humans yell. From the perspective of other spider folk, we're actually yelling at each other right now. It's a funny thought, isn't it? Of course, we understand that it's just a cultural difference, but it still takes some getting used to. So, these are the basic sounds of spider folk language. Ch. Sh, k, t, s, k, h, and w. We don't really do vowels, so it doesn't matter what sounds you put between them. Let's work on your pronunciation first. Start with the first one, ch. Good, good. You're already pretty familiar with that one, aren't you? Okay, the next one. Sh. Close. It's more like sh. Sh. That's better. K. Okay. T. That one needs a more abrupt sound, more sudden, if that makes sense. Okay, we can work on that one more later. This one should sound more like a hiss. Good. You're doing very well. We'll probably just have to come back to that one. Next one. A bit softer, like you're sighing. Very good. Okay, last one. There you go. It's not perfect pronunciation, but you're doing well for your first time. Now, that's not a lot of letters compared to your language. For that reason, spiderfolk words have a lot of syllables. Do you remember the word I taught you when we first met? That's right. Four-syllable words like that are very common. Our words are long, so we have to make the sounds quickly. I'm going to teach you just a few basic words. Hello should be a good start. To say hello, you say chikup. Oh no, little fly. That's chikup. That means something we won't be talking about. It's chikup. There you go. Remember the difference. That's important. As for goodbye, it's very good. Just one more word for today. If you want to say thank you, you go tsk. That one's a bit trickier, I know. Tsk. That's good enough. We can practice more another time. There's one other skill you'll need some practice with. Climbing. Spider folk tend to spend a lot of time in webs and trees, so you're going to need to climb really well in order to keep up. They've already set up a training course to teach young spiderlings, so we can use that. Go ahead and climb onto my abdomen, and I'll take you there. It's inspiring, isn't it? All the spider folk are adapting to their new homes so well. I've never been more proud of my subjects for being so brave. Here's the training course. For the time being, we'll start you off on the easy part. The one meant for new hatchlings. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to compare you to a hatchling, little fly. But while humans can climb, you're not born with the same raw ability that the spider folk are. If you do well, then we can move on to a more challenging track. Yes, this is the one. Does that look harder than you were expecting? I told you, even hatchlings are very good climbers. Now, up you go. Don't worry. I'll be right down here the whole time. Don't rush it, little fly. We have plenty of time. Just take it at a nice, easy pace. Okay, now this is going to be the hard part. It's easy for spiders to climb upside down, but you'll have more trouble. Just make sure you... Oh, careful. Oh, I've got you. Oh, are you all right? It wasn't that far of a fall, but you don't have an exoskeleton. You had me worried, dear. I think that's probably enough climbing for today. I mostly just wanted to introduce you to the things I wanted to teach you. There's no need to push yourselves. You've done very well, little fly. I'm so, so very proud of you. There's actually one more thing I want to do to prepare you. This isn't a lesson, so... It's more of a gift. Here. Take this. It's a dagger that I made for you. The handle is made from my own shed chitin. It's nice and smooth, and it should rest well in your hand. I've also coated it with my very own venom. I wouldn't worry too much about that. Spiderfolk venom just has a paralytic effect. Of course, you should certainly avoid cutting yourself by accident. A small nick will leave you unable to move your hand for about an hour, but it's not as if it's deadly. I wouldn't risk your life in such a way. Of course, my hope is that you never need to use this dagger, but after the gnoll attack, I realize that I might not always be able to protect you the way I want to. So, I want you to be able to defend yourself if, for any reason, I can't be there for you. Oh, don't say that. I promise I wouldn't ever purposefully leave you on your own. You're my dear, beloved child, and I want to be able to take care of you. Come here. Let me give you a big hug. Oh, hush. I don't care if anybody is watching. In fact, I want everyone to know how important you are to me. I love you so very much, my dear little fly. I know that it was tragedy that brought you to me, but I'm so grateful that you found your way to me. I was beginning to think I would never be able to have children. Becoming queen made it so difficult to court potential mates. Oh, not because no one was interested in the queen. The problem was that everyone was interested. Too many to sift through, and most of them were only interested in the privileges I could provide them. But then you were brought right to me. The very moment I saw you there, shivering from cold, remorse, and fear, I knew that I wanted to wrap you up and protect you from the world. And I plan to do just that for as long as you live. What? Are you embarrassed that I'm saying all of this in public? You really are like a little child. All right, I'll let you go, but not before I give you a little kiss on the cheek. Oh, and one more thing. Tell me you love me. Come on, let's hear it. I love you too, my child. Boop. What's this? Supplementary lessons? Secret human cultural language? Oh my, I had no idea such things existed. Yes, I would love to learn them. The first word is Ara. And I have to say it twice? This makes no sense. Ara, Ara. Am I saying it right? It's more like Ara Ara? Okay. And the next one is Ooh-woo. This is very confusing and odd. Ooh-woo. Very unusual. What are the purposes of these words? It's a secret. Well, if you won't tell me, I'll just have to investigate myself now, won't I?